Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ross Tucker will be with us on every single Wednesday morning throughout the football season. Ross, of course, an exceptional analyst, both locally and nationally, did the preseason games, as we all saw and heard. And Ross will join us every Wednesday at this time. You can also check out the Ross Report on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. Every Wednesday, 7:40 to 8:40, Ross with us here on the program. Ross, good morning, my man.
Good morning. It is great to be back. It's football season. Yeah. Happy birthday, John.
Thanks, Ross.
I don't know. So you might not know this, but So John's 5 years older than me. So when they won the state championship and John was 225 pounds running everybody over, I was like 12 or 13. All I wanted was to be John Ritchie someday.
Wow, holy mackerel.
All I wanted was to someday run people over and win a state championship, and none of those things happened, but happy birthday, John.
That was crazy, Ross. You know, that really was interesting. At that time, it felt like they aired that state championship game across the state, and I think it was like the first time that had happened, because I would have been watching it every year had it happened prior.
Sure.
So Ross, being a huge football head, I'm sure he was one of the kids watching.
Look at this mutual admiration society. They both make the NFL. This is all nice. All right, Ross, let's get to the Eagles here. And I want to start where we have rarely started in recent conversations with guests, which is the first game. I mean, we keep talking about the parts of the team, and we'll do that with you here today. But, Ross, they got a football game in 2 days. James, this is like if we were doing a Friday show before a Sunday game.
They play in two days.
All right, Ross. The Packers, what kind of challenge is it? How good are they?
They're very, very good. Yeah, very good. And, you know, it's interesting. Two things I think are particularly interesting about the Packers. Number one, they are by far the youngest team in the NFL. You know, Jimmy Kemsky from Philly Voice does a great job. I don't know how he calculates it so quickly, but after the rosters come out last week, he calculates the average age of each team. They're by far the youngest team. They've done an unbelievable job of drafting. Like, for example, they have four good receivers, all of whom they've drafted in the last 2 years, none of whom are making more than like $2 million a year. It's really, really impressive. Mm. And then what they did the end of last year, it was fascinating. Midway through the year, they were struggling. I think they lost to the Giants. I mean, it was bad. And then all of a sudden, it was like it clicked for this really young team,
yep,
for this quarterback in his first year as a starter. They obviously really believe in him. After 1 year as a starter, they've already given him a contract bigger than Jalen Hurts. People love Jordan Love. And so, listen, I just did my podcast, Power Rankings, yesterday, Joe. I think I have maybe the Eagles 4 and Packers 5. Mm. I mean, they're two of the 5 or 6 best teams in the NFL in my mind.
Well, it really is a tremendous matchup. And I said earlier in the week, I'll say it again, I hope people don't completely freak out if the Eagles lose. Now, maybe I'll be one of them on Monday when we do our show. But, you know, unless you get blown out, there should not be shame if you lose this game close. I mean, these are two really good teams. All right, Ross, let's talk about down the road this season. Obviously, it's a Super Bowl possibility for the Eagles. What gives you, what do you believe is the main thing the Eagles can hang their hat on to say they can really win the Super Bowl this year? And on the flip side, what is your greatest concern about this football team?
So I would say the thing that gives me the greatest confidence that they can win the Super Bowl is probably just the overall talent on the roster. In particular, I would say at the skill position players. I mean, I'm sure you guys have talked about it all offseason, but
it's probably the best ever. The Eagles' best ever. It really is probably their best ever.
It is the best the Eagles have ever had. They still have, I'm going to say 4, I believe, really good offensive linemen. And then defensively, they actually have a lot of talent and young talent. And I'll just, as a addition to that, I have to mention the coordinators, Joe. You know, I said it earlier this week on the Ross report that you referenced. What do you think their record was last year if they still had Steichen and Gannon? There is no way they tank like that down the stretch.
I agree.
Is no way they have no answer for the blitz.
I agree.
There's no way they're in total disarray. I mean, they probably win 13 or 14 games
yep.
last year if they
That's
still had
the talent.
Those guys.
That's the talent level that they have. They're a 13 or 14
which, by the way,
team.
Which, by the way, is a major bummer because, as you guys know, you don't get that many years where you yeah. have this much talent and this many guys.
That's
so
right.
Last year was a blown opportunity. Yeah. So the coordinators, I think Fangio, Kellen Moore, gigantic upgrade. Those are all the positives. The negatives are that, you know, there are still question marks in my mind, believe it or not, on the offensive line and defensive line. You know, we've come from a place where they've both been top 5. They've been the strength of the team the last few years. Well, let's look at the offensive line. We got a guy right now, and the Eagles seem to believe in him, and Stoutland seems like he believes him, but they have a starter at right guard who's never played guard before, number one, and number two, has never shown that you can count on him as an NFL player.
But Ross,
that's concerning to me.
How much easier is it for Mekhi Becton to play guard compared to when he played tackle in this league? And, you know, why is it easier when you've got hands on both sides compared to when he only has help on the one?
Well, so I'm not sure it is. And so the story I tell twice in my career, I remember guys, and it was both times, it was actually with the Redskins, 2002 and then again 2007, the Redskins thought that they could move a tackle to guard and have the guy start, and it was a disaster both times. The guy was much better, much more comfortable at tackle. He looked natural out there. Guard, you're going against different body types. Like Becton's 6'7", he'll be going against a bunch of guys that are like 6'1", 320. Hard to get leverage. And then the bigger thing
well,
is...
Well, maybe that means he can mash them, right?
Well, we'll see. But the other thing is, too, is you're involved in every blitz as the guard. You have to process things so much faster. At tackle, you're pretty much just blocking the edge guy. And then the other thing, Joe, that
True.
I think
No,
is
your
still-
assignment is sort of obvious as a tackle, but you are on an island. Whereas pass protection as a guard, you do have a helping hand on either side sometimes.
Listen, it works out really well sometimes. It works out really poorly other times. He played three snaps or whatever it was, five snaps in the first series of the Ravens game. That's all we were able to watch. He might come out Friday night and we might be like, oh my gosh, the Eagles are geniuses. Stoutland's amazing. Mekhi Becton's killing people. He was born to play guard. All the, like that. That's possible. And obviously they must feel that way because they moved off of Steen quick. Mm-hmm. I mean, really quick
really,
to go to Becton.
Really quick.
But Steen was also injured, banged up. That
yeah, but he was the starter the first 3 days. He was starter the first 3 days. He hurt his ankle and was out like 3 or 4 days.
Here's what it, Ross, here's,
it was over.
Here's what it felt like to me. I can't prove it. I don't know it. It's just what I think. It felt to me like it was more like Tyler's.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Steen lost the job, then Mekhi Becton won the job.
It felt to me, Joe, like coming into camp.
I have no idea how you can say that. I don't know that.
No, it felt to me, I can't say that, but what I can say is if a guy is there for the first three practices and you're not even in pads, and then he hurts his ankle and he's out 3 or 4 days, and when he comes back, he lost his job. It felt to me, Joe, honestly, like they didn't really believe in
him,
whatever Steen whatever Steen did last year as a rookie, they clearly weren't enamored with
it's
him.
It's the cumulative effect, because that's the point. There's no way they had enough to judge him on this season, because there was like one practice where they were hitting.
Right. Well, that's
one
kind of
practice,
but that's,
before he was hurt.
But when I say that he lost the job, I'm referring to last year, and that he didn't seem that impressive, and you know. Anyway,
Ross, huge fans. It seems
Ross. Let's mix in a lot of calls while you're with us. Again, we have a lot of questions for Ross. We'll do a little round of league stuff
as
well.
I have some stuff I really want to ask him about the Packers coming up.
All right, we're gonna get to it all. Let's talk to Mike right now. Michael, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, my friends. How are you?
Great, Mike.
Excellent, Johnny. Happy birthday, my buddy.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
It feels good.
Welcome to the club. Well,
you're old too.
A couple more. I'm 53, so give me a couple more years. You won't be saying that anymore.
Good job.
I'm actually right now kind of in your honor, walking around the local high school track over here with the rest of geriatrics. So.
That's
this,
good.
This is what you'll be doing soon.
Walking is great. Keep it up.
I know. So, all right, first, listen, guys, Phillies are so back. I mean, you guys need to stop. I'm not saying you guys, I'm just saying Philly in general needs to stop with the, are they back? The team is there. And
yes,
we'll
I
see
agree.
You in the Bronx. We'll see you in the Bronx in late October, so can't wait. Now, Eagles. So I am of the full belief that we got to just let Jalen be Jalen. Like, not to sound hyperbolic, but we are at war this year. Like, we need to erase last year. We need to reclaim the kind of status we had in 2022 and show everybody that this is a Super Bowl team. And by doing that, you need to unleash everything at these defenses. Like, the more a defensive coordinator needs to worry about and think about and plan, and the more that players need to think about, like, I want those opposing, defensive ends to be like, to not really have a, solid rush, because, like, what's Jalen going to do? Like, he's such a weapon. Now, am I saying, does he need to run 10 times a day a game? No, not necessarily, but I want to definitely see some design runs, and I definitely want to see him turn the corner a few times. Like, we got to throw the kitchen sink at defenses this year.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'd be okay with him running it 10 times.
It
averages out to be right around 10 times. When you look at the last three seasons, you go down the list, 2023, it was 9.2 carries per game in the regular season. 2022, it was 11 carries per game in the regular season for Jalen. In 2021, it was 9.3 carries. Like, 10 is fine.
But he got banged up at the end of all those years. I mean, that's...
And everyone else was banged up out there, too.
But he was more banged up.
And he'll be okay.
But, John, you say he'll fight through it.
Yes.
You don't know that.
That's what everyone... You're right. I don't know.
I mean, Bryce Harper's trying to fight through it.
Everyone else has to figure out a way to fight through it.
Bryce Harper can't hit a homer. I don't say can't hit a homer. He's not hitting many homers right now. Mm-hmm. He's trying his best.
Yes.
Players get compromised by physicality.
Yes,
Embiid,
do.
We just saw it. I mean, Joel Embiid couldn't fight through it.
Yeah, correct.
Jalen couldn't fight through it last year.
Correct again. All right, Mike, give me an answer. Best old person character.
Coach Morris Buttermaker.
Great answer.
Oh, that is a good answer. So Ross, where do you stand on? I'm of the mindset, have Jalen run a lot. I know that might be dumb because it's risky. But I know that's when he and they will be at their best. Where do you stand on what they should do? What do you think they will do?
I think they should run Jalen Hurts enough. And by enough, I mean whatever it takes to win the game. Now, that doesn't mean 20, 25 carries. Some games, ideally, he would only have to run a couple times just to kind of keep the defense honest. There might be other times where it's more like 7 to 10. You know, the one thing I thought was really interesting that Kellen Moore said to us in the production meetings for the preseason games is he has made a concerted effort to get Jalen to hang in the pocket just a split second more.
Well, that's the main thing.
Great.
I mean, for all our talk about running, nothing's more important than him improving his pocket presence.
Well, listen, here's the thing. I think these guys, we're just talking about John's high school exploits, right? Like, I think if you're a guy like Jalen Hurts, he's always been able to, if he needs to, run out of the pocket and make a play. Well, I got to tell you, one of my least favorite things about watching the Eagles the last couple of years, despite the fact they've been good, is how often Jalen escapes to his right and throws the ball away as he's running out of bounds to his right. It feels like it's sometimes 5 to 6 times a game.
It felt like that was their protection, Ross, last year.
Right.
It was so broken. That felt like that was just the escape hatch. And that's, hey, live to pass the next down.
And here's what I would say. With who they have on offensive skill, if he can just wait a little bit longer. And by the way, hang a little bit longer. Give AJ or Devontae or whoever a split second more. And if not, please just throw the check down to Barkley.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I'd rather just throw Saquon Barkley. That's the thing that's so exciting.
And they've got that right there. And I'm convinced they will use it, Ross. It's too obvious and too easy, like taking candy from a baby for them use that.
From your lips to God's ear. If Saquon Barkley gets 5 check downs a game, that will be a huge positive for the Eagles.
I think he will. I think it's so obvious. If they're in zone, and by the way, we're going to have a ton of option routes for Saquon Barkley. That feels to me like that's going to be a staple for our offense. And but for Britton Covey, for anyone, for A.J. Brown, they're going to be running option routes if they're in man, and it's going to work. And Saquon is going to join the party. I'm so excited about that. My question about what we've got coming up here with the Packers is Jeff Hafley, what he said, fearless was the word that he wanted to bring to the Packers defense. Fearless to me sounds like blitzing a lot. And I don't know that I've seen us hold up well against the blitz. How well? Right,
oh, they're going
to
blitz. I mean, wait till you see the start of this game. Wait till you see the start of this game. I mean, based on the Giants and Bucks games, the Packers would be absolute idiots if they didn't start the game with some all-out blitzes and see how Jalen Hurts and the Eagles react to it. I'd be shocked if on the first couple series you don't see some cover zero, which is man-to-man everywhere. They're going to bring one more guy than the Eagles have to block, and the Eagles better have an answer. We've talked about this before. This is the way the NFL is, right? Like in the NFL, if you show a weakness, they're just going to continue to attack it and attack it and attack it until you fix it.
Yeah.
It's been 8 months.
A scab. It'll never form a scab until you fix it.
Yeah, it'll be like your forehead when you were playing.
Exactly. It's exactly like that. All right, you can super glue it all you want. It doesn't work.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.